This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations spokesperson Stefan Duharik said on Tuesday the killing of seven people working for food charity World Central Kitchen in Gaza is the inevitable result of the way this war is currently being conducted.
We affirm yet again the need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday's airstrike that killed the aid workers was unintended and tragic. The UN has warned of a looming famine in Gaza and complained of obstacles to getting aid in and distributing it. As rocket fire from Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group has intensified in northern Israel, towns along the Israel-Lebanon border have emptied with no plans for residents to return. The story narrated by Veronica Villafane.
In mid-March, David Azoulay walks by rubble and abandoned homes in Metula, the northernmost town in Israel.
Here is the border, you see?
Where he heads the local council. He points out Metula's proximity with Lebanon. Since the Hamas militant group attacked Israel on October 7, about 100,000 Israelis have fled their homes along the northern border. Thousands more are still being evacuated from communities like this one, creating ghost towns. Although Metula stands deserted, it remains a target of rocket fire from Lebanon's Hezbollah militia. For Pilar Cebrian in Metula, Israel, Veronica Villafañe, VOA News.
More than 53,000 people have fled Haiti's capital in just 3 weeks of March as conflict between powerful armed gangs wreaked havoc for civilians, with the state largely absent and a path out of the chaos yet to be established by politicians. Tens of thousands left Port-au-Prince metropolitan area between March 8th and 27th, according to the UN, with violence flaring up.